Erklärt, what is the mocker? Also Isha ist Niknes Beshtar. Sag die Gemorre, Vedinu, ze Kalvachoyme. Und ma Kesef, she'eino moitzi machnis. Kesef ist schwach. You cannot be megarish a Isha with Kesef. And even so, it's machnis. Even that you cannot be megarish isha with kesef, that's machnis. Shtar, that is starker, shemoitzi, ain't a din shemachnis. So the kalvachoymer is, uma kesef she'ino moitzi. Kesef ot ha-shvachkeit, that is not moitzi, it's not such a alim dikezach. It's not moitzi. And even so, it's machnis. So shtar, that has the alimus, that is moitzi, eino din shemachnis. Zog de gemore, male kesef shechen poini bo yegde shum ha'eser sheni, teima b'shtar shen poini bo yegde shum ha'eser sheni, v'chsi v'nosa v'kesef v'kam lo. What is the picha from the gemore? Zog de gemore, you trying to make to me a kal v'choyma. Kesef is shvacher, v'horai it's not moitzi, and even so it's machnis, shtar that is alim, that is moitzi, eino din shemachnis. Zog de gemore, you're right. Shtar lechu is stärker von Kesef. Shtar is moitzi, so kal vachomer is machnis, Kesef is schwacher. So mele, if Kesef is machnis, even it is schwach, for sure shtar abim machnis, so what is the kal vachomer? Kesef is schwach, v'orai is not moitzi, and it has a koyach achnose. Shtar that is stark, that is moitzi, for sure will have the koyach achnose. So gmore, aber von deswegen, I'll bring you a raya, that amol Kesef is stärker von Shtar. Lamoshe, l'gabi pidin, hegdeshu meiser sheini, Kesef works, Shtar doesn't work. So Kesef is starker. So forget, so maybe Kesef is machnis, weil is stark. Star that is schwach, cannot be machnis. You're right, klappi do it so, you found the starkheit by star that you didn't find by Kesef. Aber mit Zatsheni, wenn wir machen, we found the starkheit by Kesef that we didn't find by star. Wenn mele, you can't say, if Kesef is machnis, kolschiken star is machnis. I'll tell you, nein, nein. Kesef hat a starkheit, wenn mele is machnis. Aber star is a schwachheit, wenn is not machnis. Omar Krov Yotzov Oysom Makish Havai Le Yetziye. Ma Yetziye B'Shtar Af Havai Name B'Shtar. Dosi Be'etzem the Maskonas HaGmore in Gan Shas that the Moker for Kiddushay Kesef, the Moker for Kiddushay Shtar is V'Yotzov Oysom Makish Havai Le Yetziye, Knisa Le Yetziye, Ma Yetziye B'Shtar Af Knisa B'Shtar. And this Be'etzem the Maskone. And here the Gmore is, it's Be'etzem Minayin Shaf B'Shtar, the Maskone is V'Yotzov Oysom Ma Yetziye B'Shtar Af Knisa B'Shtar. Here the Gemara, tzu tzu, fregt akash. Are you making such a hekesh? Chava kash. You're making such a hekesh? Chava kash. What is the kash? Ve'akish nami yetziya le'avoya, do fakert. Learn out yetziya from avoya. Ma avoya bekesef, yetziya bekesef. Zayti gezach. If you made it, says a new hekesh, makish yetziya le'avoya, so lama machen the hekesh fakert? Lama machen the hekesh fakert? Ma avoya bekesef, av yetziya bekesef. But we mentioned when Rashi, Paul and Shas Rashi is Masber Klo, that the Salgadaitoch was that the same thing be Knisse, the Baal gives money, the Zelbezach be Yetziya, the Baal will give money and will be divorcing with the money. Or the Kesef of Yidishus, or the Stama Hekesh, or the Hekesh would be Ma'avoya be Kesef, Yetziya be Kesef. And of them Shlok de Gemore, Omar Abaye, it's three terutim at this Kasha Be'etzim in Seder HaGemore. Say the Zelbe Hekesh, from Yetziya le'avoya, Ma Yetziya b'shtar, Avoya b'shtar, make the Hekesh fakert. Mahavoya bekesef, af yitziya bekesef. And learn now that you can have a yitziya bekesef. What's the Gemara of Kasha? Learn now that you can have a yitziya bekesef. And Abaye said, what's it about the first teretz? Abaye Omar, yimbu kesef, machnis kesef, moitzi, sanego, yase, katego. So Tesa explains that it's only a Kasha if the same person is giving the money. If she gives the money, sifakel. He buys her with money and she buys herself out with money. So nishkin katego, nase, sanego. But while you want to learn that he gives the money to divorce, he gives the money to divorce. And he gives money to Mekadesh. V'mele frek di gemore, das is sanego yase katego. Zog di gemore, yochi shtar nami, yemru shtar moisi shtar machnis katego yase sanego. Mor, mile da hai shtore lechud, mile da hai shtore lechud. Zog gemore, chanami hai kaspe lechud, vai kaspe lechud. Zog gemore, tibe mi yechodu. Lama zan Rashi. Shtar shepoyin begdesh, esim kosov legizbo shtar al mois pidi yon egdesh, en egdesh shepoyin lebim yon asa bekese bekom loy. Hai shtar lechud vai shtor lechud. Beze kosov lo shil knise, veze mefure shlo shim yetziye. פרק דגמור, היקס פנמי, היקס פלחוד, והיקס פלחוד, לא כדלו של רשי, כשהוא נויסן, מפורש על מה הוא נויסן. מה שפן רשי, סי בקידושין, his מפורש, that is נויסן לשם קידושין, and סי בגירושין, his מפורש, that is נויסן לשם גירושין. ויתר משמע אין רשי, that the Baal is giving the money. כשהוא נויסן, מפורש על מה הוא נויסן. אז הגמור, אחד הוא אין נזכר בתוכים נויצים להכניס. עושה דגמור. In this Gemara, we started to mention as a great machlekes rishonim and the emtzem divrei Gemara. Lemaisa lemaskona minayin sheha b'shtar we have ma kishavoy li yitzir ma yitzir b'shtar av knisa b'shtar. So we know the moker is ma yitzir b'shtar av knisa b'shtar. We have a moker, but in the beginning, in the havamina from the Gemara wanted to learn it out from a yalfusa, from a kalvachoyma. What was the yalfusa, the kalvachoyma, that the Gemara wanted to learn it out? The alfusa that the Gemara wanted to learn out in the beginning was ma kesef that is shvach that is not moitzi is machnis, shtar that is stark that is moitzi ein din shemachnis. And the Gemara had a shlug on them. What was the shlug of the Gemara? The shlug from the Gemara is ma le kesef shechen poinim bo yekdeishes umayser sheini teima b'shtar she'ein poinim bo yekdeishes umayser sheini. כסף אותה שטרקייט, פוידים בו יקדשס ומייסר שני. שטר אותה שווחקייט, אין פוידים בו. So you tell him, שטר is שווח, שטרק is מויצי, כל שכן is מכניס, שטרק from כסף. No, I'll tell you, כסף could be מכניס, and שטר will not be מכניס. Because מוצאנו בתוירו, that כסף אותה שטרקייט, and שטר אותה שווחקייט. What is the שטרקייט? כסף פוידים בו יקדשס ומייסר שני. שטר, אין פוידים בו יקדשס ומייסר שני. זוג טרשי. Where is the שטר שאין פוידים בו יקדשס ומייסר שני? אם כוסב להגיז בו שטר על מועס פידיין הקדש, אין הקדוש שפודוי דבאינן ונוסן הכסף וקום לו. לא שמראה שאם כוסב להגיז בו שטר על מועס פידיין הקדש. סוסם ולוי פירש. What is that שטר שאין פוידים בו הקדשס? דרש בו brings down דרשי בשינוי לושם, אבל מאוד שמור מטומצת. And דרש בו says בשם רשי, מה לכסף שאין פוידים בו, שכן פוידים בו הקדשס מה ששני, אבל שטר אין פוידים בו. פירש רשי, אם כוסף שטר על מועס, אין הקדש פודוי. אם כוסף שטר על מועס, אין הקדש פודוי. What is the case of שטר שאין פוידים בו הקדשס? אם כוסף שטר על מועס, אין הקדש פודוי. What is the שטר? That כסף works, אבל אם כוסף שטר על מועס, אין הקדש פודוי. What is the case כוסף שטר על הקדש, שאין הקדש פודוי? כוסף שטר על מועס, שאין הקדש פודוי. So in the Rashbo is mevuer klor that is learning pshat in Rashi, and maybe this is the pashtus in Rashi, that the person goes over to Hegdesh, he wants to be poid a karka, he doesn't have money, so he writes a shtar and he tells Hegdesh, here is a shtar that I owe you $100, and can I get that? I'm poid a karka. What Hegdesh now have? A shtar that someone owes the money. Before that, and you can't stand be poid, you have to give money. If he doesn't have money, he will write a shtar. What would be the shtar? And the shtar he will write, I'm ischayev moes lehegdesh, and that shtar will be the pidyon. With that shtar he'll be bepoida. Dos alein is the kesef pidyon. He's writing a shtar, and the moes that he's planning to be poida with, and in that shtar he's poida. With that shtar he's poida. He's writing a moes hegdesh, he's writing a shtar, and a moes to be pidyon, and he's writing. As is like the Rashba b'shem Rashi. And the Rashba doesn't ask, and I want to be madgish. The Rashba doesn't ask the kasha here how it works. What, this is called money? Where's the money? It has to be paid. The Seishishkin money? It's not called money. It was not paid with money. It's not called it was paid with money. The Rashba doesn't ask this kasha. The Rashba asks this one kasha. Frank, the Rashba, b'chai gavne b'kiddushin, it's also not good. And the Gemara is mashma that this shtar b'kiddushin works. You can't learn it out from here. You learn from Biyotza Ba'oitza. If this is the shtar, B'kiddushin Oysa doesn't work. Why? Mone ein kan, shtar ein kan. So what do we mazmur the dvorim? We mazmur the dvorim b'erim shvus, but we mazmur the tamtis the dvorim again, the avona and the rashbo. The avona is like this. The tamtis divrei rashbo, the fchez, the tezayin, the memzayin. The pshat is as we'll start, we'll speak about kiddushin. A person goes over to Yisho, I want to marry you. I want to mekadesh you. What are you giving me? A ring. So she gets a ring, she becomes mekudeshes. I give her a shtar, I give her a beard. There's three ways to mekadesh. I'm telling you, I'm mischayev to you 100 and I want to mekadesh you with the shtar ischaibes, and he gives her a paper. So where's the money that she got, you ask him. So I explain like this. When a person goes over to Isha, I want to be mekadesh you. She says, yes. What she got? Nothing. Only her husband. So he was not, what he was mekadesh her? By asking her, I want to mekadesh you, and she said, yes. But what you got? Garnish. Oh, but if he tells her, I'll mekadesh you, here's a shtar, and I owe you $100. Now, after she's married, she has two things, the husband, and she has a paper that this person owes her $100. Even if he will divorce her, he owes her $100. She could sell it to someone, and that person will come and loan her husband $100. What she has in her hand? Puts from her husband, someone owes her now $100. She has it, she has a choif. It's worth money. If she will have numbers on a choif, someone owes her 200 zuz, could be she can't take money, it's darker. She's not a poor person. She has money. Someone owes her money. It's a shibud, she has a schus. So be'etzem, with that shibud, with that schus, you could be mekadesh isha. You could pay the hekdesh, be'etzem. This is be'etzem, the shtar choif of our sugya al das Rashi. The Rashba frekt akasha af Rashi. How you could tell me that he can't be poyder soda because he have a drosha v'nosan hakesef v'kamloi, that it's not enough to be mekadesh isha. V'shteit v'nosan hakesef v'kamloi, it's not enough to be poyder hegdesh. It's v'nosan hakesef v'kamloi. It's also not good in kiddushi. The goen and simon kuf ein kuf gimel and kuf tes and Evin Ezer, the goen is masbu that la haloche this shaila. If you write a piece of paper to isha, I owe you $100, and in that shtar I want to be mekadesh you. Zokter machlekes rishonim and dafches. The Rashba and dafches holds that it doesn't work, and kiddushin, and Rashi holds that it works. Why not? She got money. She got money. She got a choiv. Choiv is like money. Choiv is like money. She's mekudeshes. The Gemara there speaks about a person. He didn't manage shtar choiv. He comes over to Isha. I'll marry you for a money, and he gives her a mashkin. So the Gemara says, money enkan, mashkin enkan. So the Rashba learns that even if the choyv or bichal, you can't be mekadesh with it. The Ravitz says, Avadi, if the choyv or bichal, he'll be mekudeshes. Just the mashkin, how the choyv starts. He has to make himself a kinyan. Shtar is a kinyan. The Rashba speaks an out claw. Even if he's mischai be kinyan sudah, says the Rashba and Afches. It doesn't work be kiddushi. Ve'afilu kasav lo shtar, it doesn't work. Why it doesn't work? The Rashba explains himself in Daf Mem Zayin, not because it's not kesef, it's kesef. Of a fakinian kesef, you have to give that the noisen gave and it went out of his hands. When he's mischayev a choiv, even that the other person got a choiv and he's holding on to the choiv, over it's agide gabe hanoisen. For kinyan kesef, you have to give something that you give and it goes out completely from your hand. If it doesn't go out completely from your hand, it's missing a meisen esine, but mainly it doesn't work for kinyan kesef. So stark that the Rashba of the Zayin says that legabi kol atire kulo, it's called kesef. The Moshul, if Evid Ivri ain't gufo ikonui, and he just has to give money to be yoyte, he could write a shtar and give it to the oven and you'll be yoyte free. The Gemara says the Maskon of Yudches, Omo Ivri Yoshe ain't gufo ikonui, she could write a piece of paper, it's called money. It's called giving money. Priyat Baal Choyv Mitzvah, it's called money. It's called that he gave money. The person makes a shvu that he will give something to his friend, he gives a shtar choyv, he's yoyte. Because they call it money. So bazunder adin that legabi kinyan kesef or kinyan pidyan, it doesn't work. But mele frek the Rashbo and Rashi, it's mashma in the sugi that in kiddushin it will work. Kiddushin it will work. Ledvorecho, if this is the mahalach of the sugi, azachalois doesn't work in kiddushin also. Azachalois doesn't work in kiddushin also. Not only does it work in Karka, in Pidyan, it doesn't work in Kiddushin. Zog de goyin and vos Rashi held. Rashi held that it works. Rashi held that it works in Kiddushin. Again, the Rashba never asked the Kasha, it's Nishken Geld. She never got nothing. It's not the words of the Rashba. He's asking, let Vorecho, it will also be in Kiddushin. And in Kiddushin he holds that it doesn't work. And he's Masber HaPomol. And the Rashba Davches speaks it out claw. If you make a kinyan kesef and you mishabed money to a Yisho, she's not mekudeshes. Ve'afilu kasav lo shtar. What it means ve'afilu kasav lo shtar? When you give a shtar, Reb Chaim said, the shtar hatzach b'choyv. So it could be really, I gave her something in her hands. Aber zog de Rashba Dav Mem Zayin, it's agide gabe. This is be'etzem the tamtzis advorim. You can mark him of them, aber das is the tzursa advorim from the Rashba. Kum de Rashba and frek takashe af Rashi. It's an often a mishnah in b'choyres. A person goes over to the Kohen, and he writes him on a piece of paper, I owe you 5 sloim, and he gives it to the Kohen, ain't no body. Lefi Rashi, if it works in Kiddushin, here is a mute, it doesn't work. But Lefi Rashi, it's considered money and it works to Mekadosh Yisho. Why it doesn't work for Pirin Aben? Why it doesn't work for Pirin Aben? It's the Raya, the Leike Rashi. This is the Rashba's Raya. The Meli says this under Epshat. Frag the Minchas Chinuch, Shin Tzadi Aleph, Vesalevi Chale Gimel. What is the Raya? Here, he goes over to Yisho. I owe you $100 and I'm marrying you. Here's a shtal. What you got? $100. You go over to the Kohen and I owe you 5 sloim. The Kohen says, you owed me before also. So you never gave me nothing. What you gave? Where be the Pidin Aben? Bishnem and Kiddushin, he doesn't owe the Isha nothing. Tells the Isha, listen, I will owe you $100. You will marry me. Oh, so now she gets married. What you got? Then he owes her $100. Siepes. But in Pidin Aben, for example, Minchas Chinuch, he owed 5 sloim before the Pidin Aben, he owed 5 sloim. Zog the Besalevi, and don't tell me not to discoy it, Zog the Besalevi. And don't tell me not to discoy it, Zog the Besalevi. Zog the Besalevi, I'm asking you a shayla, but listen, Tif. I'm always at the whole shiur only on this line, but Derech HaKashir Klali will have to be Mekatzo, yeah? The point is, when I owe a Pidin Aben, everyone here is Koyanim. So I owe to everyone a Pidin Aben. I have to give 5 sloim. Now, Lama Zogin, everyone disappears and one Koyan is left. I owe more from what I owed before. So when I'm promising I will give it to one Koyan, I'm not chayiv more. Zog the Misalevi. I'm chayiv the same. Maybe I promised I will not give. I'm not chayiv to you more. I was chayiv before also. Just you had, I could have given it to someone else. But this is not called that I made a mais in the sin. Mikin marich of them. Shabbat of the masach. So it's a pillar of the raif from the Rashbo. What is the answer? Zog the Misalevi, the answer is very poshut. If the noisa was if it's considered giving money or not, and Rashi holds it's considered money, and the Rashba holds it's not money, there's no tushta from Pidin Aben. Bekiddushin it's considered money, the Melech is Mekudeshes, Pidin Aben are going to get. The Rashba is more than that it's money. The noisa of the Rashba is, if it's considered Shebole Yad Koyen, Shebole Yodo Yonat. The Rashba is Mechadish is a chisorim from Nagide Gabe. That it's money, it's called money. If you give a shtar to someone, Lefi Rashi, Val is holding the shtar that he has a koyach to be goyve. Val is holding the shtar that he has a koyach to be goyve to make a maise gviye. Lefi Rashi is no chisor levagide gabei. There's no chisor levagide gabei. There's no chisor levagide gabei. It's considered it came. There's no chisor levagide gabei, Lefi Rashi. The Rashba holds it's a chisor levagide gabei. Zog the Rashba, I have a raya for Pidin Aben that it's not considered that it's ready in his hand. If the noisa was if it's called money or not, Rashi holds that to own money is giving money, and the Rashi holds it's not money. Pidin Aben is not a raya against Rashi. Even if Rashi is not called giving money. The noisa is if Ikula Alme is called money. So Pidin Aben is also called money. When I'm giving you a shtar that you could be greater for me, it's kilo I gave you money. That the chison if the Rashi was because it's a gidegabe. Melin Pidin Aben is also chison of a gidegabe. This was the noisa. And to that the Rashi will try to bring a raya for a gidegabe. The first mahalach is the way the Pashtus, the Rashba understands Pshat, Bedas Rashi, that it's a kesef ischayves, that he's mechayev himself the money, for the money from the Pidyon, dos alein is considered geld. And the Rashba himself holding up, because the Rekulo, if ain't guf ekonu, the Rashba says, after Zayin Avadi, it's called money. Or when you have to make kinyonim, it's not good. Melech like the Rashba, it's not a chison only in Pidyon, it's chison also in Kiddushin. Also Pidin Aben, and in our sugi is mashmad, it's only a chisor of Pidin Hegdash. Mele hishlogs Rashi. Zog de goen, Rashi learns take, because at Tirekula it works. Pidin Aben, we have to meyashem, it's a lot of under the Turutim of Pidin Aben. Aber Rashi learns in Kiddushin, and as they go in the goen, passes la aloche, he brings that a raivet in Dafches, ha'imer leisho, ha'reav mikudesh li bemone, and because of lo shtar choyv hazeh, ha'reizim mikudeshes. Ha'reizim mikudeshes. Is it sadder in the Gemara to some chodaita because she's scared that her husband will never give it to her? So zayta kechisroin is there. But be'etzem she's mekudeshes. Be'etzem she's mekudeshes. This is the tzur of the shmaisa. This is the first mahalach of the sugi. It's a givalde kepshat. Chutz von ein kasha was Rebbe Elchanan and Kovit Shiyurim by Stalet Zog. So Rebbe Elchanan, you cannot learn the sugi like that. Doesn't make sense. So what is the chisroin here in the shtar? That is not a good kesef, Zog the Rashbo. It's a gidig abe. Lefi Rashi, it is a good kesef. Gzeres hakosu v'nosan hakesef v'komloi. So lekula alme it's kesef. If the Rashbo it kach, it doesn't work because the Kula fell in the Kinyonim, so it's not a pshat in the sugya. And if the Rashi because the Kula it's a good kesef, here is a chisom of nasan a kesef a kamloi. Zog Rebel Chonon, so it's not a pshat that kesef is a mile above shtar. What the Gemara is trying to say? Kesef ain't a moiti machnis, shtar she moiti ain't a din she machnis. No, I found kesef as miles above shtar. That kesef is a miles above shtar. In kesef alone is a kesef that you give it cash, and it's a kesef that you give it in Eis Chayvus. Kesef that you give cash is a good kesef. Kesef that you give in Eis Chayvus is not a good kesef. It's a choymer bekesef and b'shtar. I try to say kal v'choymer. Uma shtar shemoyitzi, kesef she'enu moyitzi machnis, shtar that is starker in a din she'achnis. No, kesef is go starker from a shtar. Where? Bepidyon. Where I found kesef starker from a shtar? I said, as that kesef works, a shvacher kesef doesn't work. But it's both of them are bekesef. Both of them in the parsha from Kesef. It's not a mile of Kesef above Shtar. It's not a mile of Kesef above Shtar. Both of them in the parsha from Kesef. We had to link both of them parsha of Kesef. So we're saying Kesef cash works. Kesef is chayvus doesn't work. That's the noise of the sugi. That's the noise of the sugi. Not a chelik of Shtar Shaboy doesn't work. Not a Kenyan Shtar Shaboy doesn't work. Shach is the kinyan shtar? No, shach is the kinyan shtar. I'm giving money. If I give it in cash, it's good. If I give it in Eis Chayvus, it's not good. It's not considered I gave good money. Where I found a choymer that kinyan kesef is shtar give a kinyan shtar? There's no shach is the kinyan shtar. We're working with kinyan kesef. So what? It's carrying it. What's the shach? It's shvachit in the shtar? I'm saying it's a mile of kinyan kesef above shtar. A mile of shtar above kesef. Kesef is not moitzi. Shtar is go shtar, is moitzi. For sure is mekadesh. Say, no, no, no. Kesef is a kadesh, is not a raya to shtar. Because kesef is go shtar, kezach, it works in ekdeshes. Shtar is a shvach ezach. We have found a shtar that is shvach in ekdeshes. I never found a shtar that is shvach in ekdeshes. No shvach yet bichlar in a shtar in ekdeshes. It's a chisom bilchis kesef. This is the way Rebel Chonon is doicha this mahalach. Kum de Rashbo mikoyach discussion says a andere pshat. The words of the Rashbo is loch enire mal shtar shem poidim boegdeshes im kosher b'shtar hegder ze podui eino podui. He goes and writes the words hegder ze podui eino podui. If you want to be poid the hegdesh with a shtar, and you write the Gizbo writes down hegder ze podui eino podui. The ktsoyistun pshat in the Rashbo kavonas a Rashbo is that the Gizbo goes and he writes the shtar. The Rashbo doesn't say that, but as is what the ktsoyist. The Gizbo goes and he writes a shtar and he says, this hegdesh is podui. He writes a shtar. A David a prison could sell a sode. Sode ze mechura lecho. It works. And hegdesh, it doesn't work. Because it's a drosha v'nosan ha-kesef v'komloi. So if the Gizbo wants to make the chalois kinyan al yedei shtar, it doesn't work. And who will write the shtar zog diktsois? The Gizbo. Frank diktsois and my sosheni has no Gizbo to shrive in the shtar. So how you masbo the Gemara? Male Hegdash Maestro Sheini, that shtar doesn't work. Who will write the shtar in Maestro Sheini? What? Bailam is the Gizbo. Not so posh. Bailam is the Poide. Write the shtar to himself. Could be. Hazay is Moir of the Ktsois. Maybe we're not Goyerset, maybe we do Goyerset. Hazay is not the Ktsois. The Makne comes. And the Makna says, "Nireli levar bedas Rashi al derech haRashbo." The first pshat we said in Rashi, it's very shvach, and it means kesef. Zog the Makna, the pshat in Rashi is al derech haRashbo. As we're speaking, that he writes a shtar, sode zu pdu yelecho. No, and Rashi stayed klor, but now that the Gizbo writes it, im kosav la Gizbo shtar al amoes, he writes to the Gizbo. He writes to the Gizbo. The Ktzeis with his medayik. And Rashi stayed close that he writes to the Gizbo. This the Ktzeis says, this is the mocker that Rashi is not living like the Rashi. But the Makna says, no, he writes to the Gizbo. Even that normally the Moichel does it. Even normally the Moichel writes the Shtar. Zog the Makna, bederich klal, the Moichel writes the Shtar. Aber lemoshel in Kiddushin, the Mekadosh writes the Shtar. Zog the Makna, here, the Poidi writes the Shtar. So in every mechira, the moicher writes the shtar, and kiddushin, the mekadosh writes the shtar, and here also the poyder writes the shtar. So the Makna learns that Rashi is going at the zelbe derech from the Rashbo, that we're speaking about shtar pidya. Rashi says different words. Because of like gizbo shtar al mois pidya in Hegdesh. If you're going like the Rashbo, Rashi had to say, im kosav shtar, so de zep duya. So de zep duya. Versteht der ganze Wörter in Rashi. Im kosav la gizbo shtar al mois pidya in Hegdesh. What is this ganze arichas? What is this ganze arichas? So the magnes masbudas bektzorot, glad to see inside, I will try to be maimi the dvorim betamtzis. The word is like this. Two yesoides we have to know. One yesoid, the biskerov, was marich to be masbir, even on the Rashbo. You write, the gizbo writes, so the zu pduya. So the biskerov, you can't stamp poi the hegdash without moving over the kedusha to somewhere else. You have to be mechalal the hegdash from one place to the other place. There's no way to pay the Hegdash without Chalois Chilul. Hegdash is not Yaitzis Tam with Kinyonim. Hegdash has to be Mischalel. You have to be Mavir the Kedusha from one Zach to the other Zach. You can't be Stam Mechalel Hegdash. The only way to Mechalel Hegdash is to be Mavir the Kedusha from one Zach to the other Zach. So like the Biskerov, Lefi the Rashbo, you write, so there's a Peduya Lecho, where is the Chilul? The Biskerov was Marich of them. The Ore Rishoyna. Ha'or Shnia, Reb Chaim and Sefer and Hilchis Meisor Sheni explains that even though we said that Hegdash has to be Mischalel from one Zach to the other Zach, but when you Mechalel on Kesef, it's not only a transferring over the Kedusha from Hegdash to the money, it's a Chalois Meistekinian Shel Pidyon. Reb Chaim and Meisor Sheni. I know it sounds dumb words. So Reb Chaim, what is my mocker? It's a whole simon. So Reb Chaim, Kiddushin Dafei? The Gemara says, "Kesef ata maile afshtar shechen poydim boy." If kesef is only a place where you put the kedusha, what are you saying? Kesef is starker from shtar, is poydim boy ekdeshes. It's not a chalois. It's only a place where you put the kedusha. Rashi learns out bekol atirikulo. How we know kinyan kesef and metaltelim? Shenema venosan a kesef vekamlo. Zokt Ravad it's a kinyan. Zokt Reb Chaim a yesoid that every chilul has two zachen. You have to be mavir the kedusha from hegdesh to different money, but you have to make Chalois Maisekinyan. Chalois Maisekinyan. These are the two Yesoides. One Yesoid we said, you have to have a Chalois to bring over the Kedusha. It's not enough to make a Pidyon. You have to bring over to bring the Kedusha from one point to the other point. But it's not only bringing over the Kedusha. You have to make a Maisekinyan. You have to make a Maisepidyon and a Maisekinyan. If you don't make a Maisekinyan and a Maisepidyon, it doesn't work. These are the two Yesoides that we have to know. If these two Yesoides are MS, the Biur HaDvorim and Rashi is Niflo. It's a bit too teredic, but this is the Makna Be'etzim Yesoid. Rashi is going, now for the second Mahalach we're learning, Rashi learns, Avad it's called Kesef, we said. Even when a person is Mischayev money to give Hegdesh, it's called Kesef. Oh, but this Kesef, Zog the Rashbo, is not good for Kinyonim. Not for Kiddushin, not for Pinin HaBen, it's not good for Kinyonim. It's good if a person made a shvuah to pay money, it's called money. If ain't good for kinyani, it's called money. But it's not good for kinyani. Mainly what happens here. The person wants to make a pidyon. How he's doing a pidyon? He's writing in a shtar, so de zu pduya. So would want to be the chalois kinyan? Not with kesef. Why? This kesef is a shvache kesef. Aber mit shtar alone, without giving over the money to somewhere else, the Kedusha to a different money, the Kedusha doesn't go off. So you have to have two Chalokim here. And these are the two Chalokim that you have. You're doing two things with Vasachas. In one Shtar, you're doing Chalois Pidyoin with a Shtar like the Rashbo. So the Zup Duyo Lecho. So the Zup Duyo. Where's the money going? And I'm Mischayev to Hegdesh to give them the money. And what Hegdesh are getting? Money. Where the Kedusha is going? To the money that Hegdesh got. That money cannot make the Kinyan. Why that money cannot make the Kinyan? Because like the Rashba is not enough. It's Ogid Gabay. That money is like the Rashba doesn't make Kinyanim. So we're going again. Bidas Rashi, as the Makna learns, and Bidas Rashba, the second Pshat of the Sugya. The Gemara means like this. Mal Shtar Shechen and Poidim by Hegdeshes, you write a Shtar that you owe the money to Hegdesh. And the Kedusha could be Mischalel to that. It's called money. I cannot make the Maisekinian. The Maisekinian I want to do with Shtar. As if I could Moichar a Soda b'Shtar. As if I could Mekana She'isha b'Shtar. Soda Zup Duya Lecho. This will be the Maisekinian. The Shtar will be the Maisekinian. What? First the Hezbo. Means that with the Shtar I'm doing a Maisa Pidyon, like the Rashba is saying. I'm doing with the Shtar Chalois Maisa Pidyon. So the Zup Duya Lechozok the Rashba. Oh, but that's alone is not enough. Where did money go? Where the Kedusha goes to? So, in a normal Shtar, when I sell a Soda, I say, Soda Zeh Mechua Lecho. How much are you going to pay me? You promised to pay me 100. I don't have to write it in the Shtar. Soda Zeh Mechua Lecho, I have to trust you. Here, the Chalois Pidyon has to say where the Kedusha is going to. So in the Shtar, you have to write, and the Mois Pidyon. Oh, but with what you pay there, I've added with the Shtar. So this is what Rashi is masbir here. Shtar shen poidim by Ekdeshes, like Rashi, shtar shen poidim by Ekdeshes, it's like the Makna. Rashi doesn't, what does it mean shtar shen poidim by Ekdeshes? If you want to poid it with a shtar a Hekdesh. How? So there's a Bduya Lecho. Rashi doesn't have to explain it. That's the Aleph Beis. And in the shtar, like Rashi, you're writing shtar al Mois Apidyon. What is the Pidyon in the shtar? So there's a Bduya Lecho, v'ani mischayev Lecho, could be he doesn't have to write the words so there's a p'duyah l'cho and he mischayev l'cho al pidyon hazeh kach v'kach and zehu ha'pidyon. The shtar will make the ma'aseh kinyan, but the Rashba writes down klor I have to write so there's a p'duyah l'cho. Where's the money? The money that I'm mischayev. So it's like no chamo. The Rashba said achatzi and the Rashi said achatzi. The Makna says that doesn't have one in Rashi. So let me zogin divay. So the vayim we have be'etzem two esberim, complete two different esberim in the sugi. Again, the Gemara says it's a choyma bekesef ubeshtar shebekesef poidim bo yekdeishes u'maaser sheni masheinken beshtar. The first hesber we learn in pshat as the Rashba learned b'das Rashi, the first hesber of the sugi that we're talking on the shtar is chayves and the pidyon is a kesef dika pidyon. And as the Rasakosu v'nosan hakesef v'komloi, as azak kesef is not good. Frek the Rashba and Krashi Akashe, Lechura b'kiddushin is also not good such as Ach. It's not only a chisorim be'egdash. The answer zog the goyen Rashi Shita will be that it's good. Sida so Azaraifa that it's good. Rashi will hold in kiddushin it's good. Rashi hold it's called kesef. It's good. Pid Naben we have to be Yashiv. Oh, but in kiddushin it's good. It's a maisa kesef. It's a maisa kesef. The Rashba is mechadish, it's not good, and the Rashba and the Fres, the Zayin, and the Zayin Rashba explains, because the money is a gidigabe. Be'etzem it's kesef. So be'etzem, the first mahalach is a glata mahalach. If we chayigab lefi Rashi, be'etzem it's called kesef, because of the Rikulo, you could be mechadish, you could be poida with it, or be'en karkoyas, and k'deishas, and ma'esha sheni, is a drosha, and also na kesef, and komloi, has to be kesef mamish, as that kesef is not good. But man, b'shar kolatir, it works. The Rashba learns that because of the Rikulo, is a chison, and a gidigabe, it doesn't work. This pshat is gewaldig, the chisaron is Rabban Chonon. So it's not a maile kesef of a shtar. It's a maile azah kesef of azah kesef. You tell me it's a maile of kesef of a shtar. Kesef poidim b'ekdeishes, shtar eini poidim b'ekdeishes. That shtar is noch eichetim tzev kesef. This is the tzorichim for Rabban Chonon and Ois Dalet. He shlogs up this mahalach hasiken izay. The second mahalach is be'etzem what the Rashba himself says in one line. The Rashba says that the pshat is, so that you write, so the zup du yalecho. So the zup du yalecho. So the ktzei stake, he had a different gilsa than the Rashba. He says shekosav barashba shagiz bor koisav so the zup du yalecho. But we don't have it in our Rashba. Our Rashba says shekoisav so the zup du yalecho. Zog the makne pshat. Rashi is going with the Rashba. Al derech a Rashba, and the person is writing to the gizbo the shtar. Ay, molef shachet. You're writing so the zup du yalecho. Why Rashi has to speak about the money? The answer is we said it's two yisoides. One yisoide is that you have to have a chalois chilul. Hegdash is mischalel. Hegdash is not yaitzim and not chilul. You have to give over the kedusha somewhere. Aber zogt Reb Chaim, but it's not only to give over the kedusha, it's also chalois kinyan kesef. Or the Reb Chaim says, no pshat in the sugya. Primarily, you have to have two zach. So we're going now for kev. Rashi is going b'shita sa Rashba, that b'kol atiri kulo, his chayvis is money, or b'sin is good for kinyonim. So legabe the chalois pinyan, where the kedusha will go through is money here. Oh, but the ma'aseh kinyan is missing here. You're missing a ma'aseh kinyan. Are you missing a ma'aseh kinyan? The shtar makes the ma'aseh kinyan. So, oh, you write it lehedya, like Loshon HaRashba, so does the b'duya lecho, and you write, why you have to write the mois inside? If you don't write the mois inside, the kedusha doesn't have where to switch to. So I need to have both parts. I need to have where the kedusha to switch to, mitzalecho, and I have to have the chalois ma'aseh kinyan, and thus it's sort of from the pidyon. This is the second way to learn the sugya. It's interesting is the third way to learn the sugya. The third way is Tesis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Beitzim, the Chochma Shleim and the Marshal here, he says it on his own in one line. What is the Tesis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Tesis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph was looking for a mokoyer that you could koine isha bekesef. Then Tesis said, isha bekesef kekesef, minolam. We know that you could mekadesh isha bekesef. But how we know isha bekesef kekesef? How we know Shabbat Kesef Kekesef? How we can know Shabbat Kesef Kekesef? And he starts with Roshes, what is the Moker Shabbat Kesef Kekesef? Zog Teisus, and how I know that you could pay the Hegdash with Shabbat Kesef? Zog Teisus, Hegdash is a ander zach, is a klal v'prat v'klal. V'nosan klal, kesef prat, chozar v'nosan, ma dover ha-metaltel v'gufay, it's a klal v'prat v'klal. But it's not negay at the Kiddushi. What is the right that's a klal v'prat v'klal? Zog Teisus, you can emotional pay the Hegdash b'karka. Because the klal v'pral v'klal says dover ha-metaltel v'gufay momen yotzu karkoes, so you can't be poi de hegdash v'karka, like the Gemara says in Merube, ganev potur an karka, it's not klal v'pral v'klal, has to have dover ha-metaltel v'gufay momen shemrim ha-potur an karka, it's not dover ha-metaltel v'gufay momen shvues potur an karka, it's not dover ha-metaltel v'gufay momen. So Tesis says that the gdeshes, the moker that shove kesef kekesef, is klal v'pral v'klal, and Tesis brings a raya that it's a klal v'pral v'klal. The Amrinim b'dafei that shtar is not good to be paid the hekdeshes. Why? It's ein gufi moment. It's not gufi moment. So why shtar doesn't work in our sugya? Because it's ein gufi moment. Why shtar doesn't work in our sugya? It's ein gufi moment. So Tesis in the fei is masbir. Why by us ein poidim es a karka b'shtar? Choyma b'kesef b'shtar she'akesef poidim b'hekdesh ma'isosheni teima b'shtar she'en poidim b'hekdesh ma'isosheni. Why you not paid the Hegdash with Meister Sheni, Eberestar, because it's not Gufoy moment. You have to have Dover a Metaltel ve Gufoy moment. Yotzo Shtar, Sheino Metaltel ve Gufoy moment. It's Metaltel, but it's not Gufoy moment. So we have a Shaila. Why by us the Shtar doesn't work? Tesis says the Klal ve Prat ve Klal. Dover a Metaltel ve Gufoy moment. Yotzo Shtar, she's not Metaltel ve Gufoy moment. Lama game with the Cheshbonis. If we're going with the last shot, that he's writing a Shtar, so the Zup do Yelacho. What? Think. Okay. If the second Mahalach, we're not talking Dabba Metaltel Begufi Moment. He's not pointed with Kesef. He's pointed with the Kinyan Shtar, it's an Andere Drosche. It's not because Ein Metaltel Begufi Moment. He's not pointed with the Moment of Shaboy. He's pointed with Kinyan Shtar. He's not pointed with Moment. If the Miut is, you have to have double metatel begufi moment. If we handle like the Rashbo, that the pidyon is not with the shtar, with the kesef. The pidyon is with the shtar. So the zup do yelecho is no chisson of double metatel begufi moment. What? The drosh is not in the between the meister kinyan. But it's not the drosh. The Gemara is not talking about the chilul. That chilul is not a chisson in shtar. That is a chisson in kesef. If the mute of the sugi is Lefi the Rashbo, stop! It's a din kesef and not shtar. It's not a klal v'prat v'klal that you have to have dover metaltel v'gufi moment. If you look like the first mahalach of Rashi, that he's giving the choyv, the ktsoyis zogt in kuf tzadik seivov, zogt the ktsoyis that shtar choyv is called ein gufi moment when someone owes me money and I give someone over the shtar. So it's ein gufi moment. When I mischayev to someone money, this is called gufi moment. Because I owe money, it's not ein gufi moment. It's shibud aguf. When I sell you that someone owes me money and I'm giving you it over, I'm giving over here. But when I'm mischayev, it's called gufi moment. So what is the pshat in Tesis? The Teretz is, the Maharshal here, look inside, the back of the Gemara, one line, Chochma Shleim, in the bottom of the Maharshal. He doesn't mention the Tesis, but he says that Lulei, he would say such a pshat in the Sugya, and this is Be'etzim Shitas HaTesis. Look at the Maharshal inside. Chochma Shleim. One line. Nichtav b'tzad. V'yoyser o'yonir lefaresh shim yesh lo ishtarchoy v'al chaveiroi ein poide boi. Chochma Shleim and the Chidushim. First one in Daf Hei. Im yesh lo ishtarchoy v'al chaveiroi ein o poide. Someone owes him money and he goes to the gizbor and he gives that shtar. Not that he's riding a shtar. He gives that shtar to the Hegdash. Someone owes me money, he goes, he gives it to the Hegdash, and he wants to be paid with it. This is exactly what the Gemara in Merubah at the beginning says, if someone has shtoris in his house, if someone, and he's poishaya, he's not chayiv, she'en gufi momen. If you mazik a shtar, you potu, she'en gufi momen. So he's poided b'shtar chayiv shel achir. He poided b'shtar chayiv shel achir. So not like Rashi that he's riding a shtar. So we have the first pshat in Rashi, he's riding a shtar. Second pshat is, sodi p'duya lecho, kinyan shtar. The Maharshal is learning, and this is b'etzim b'pashas, what Tesis learned in the base, we'll see Tesis here also, Muchachazay, that he's taking a shtar choyv shel chaveiroi, and he wants to be paid with shtar choyv shel chaveiroi. The chisom in this pshat is only, kum tzurik rebel cholans kash. So it's not choyma b'kesef mi b'shtar. It's two kinds of kesef. One kesef, he gives money, it works. If he gives what someone else owes him money, and he wants to give that shtar, this is not considered good money. So where is the chisoron? The chisoron is a kesef dike chisoron. Azak kesef works, and azak kesef doesn't work. So it's not a chisoron and shtar. So kumtais be'etzem, we have three drochim to learn the sugya. One derech, the two first drochim is that he writes the shtar, just other he writes shtar is chayves, and only in Hekdash it doesn't work, in Kiddushin it works, doesn't give him the Hershte Malach. Then of them we have a Bechonis Kashe, so it's a Chisom Bilchis Kesef, not Bilchis Shtar, the Gemara doesn't make sense. We have the second Malach of the Rashba, that it's a Kinyan Shtar. And the Makna said that it's Eichet Bekavona in Rashi. Just we have to be Moisif, that if Rashi, you also have to have the money, that the Chilul is Chal on the money. But we have to have the first thing that we said, that that money is not good for Kinyonim, but it's called money. So you have to have the Tzir of the both. And if we then zog the Gemara that the chalois kinyan shtar cannot poil a chilul, it's very gishmak. And again, we are learning pshat lefi the makne and Rashi that who is writing the shtar, the poid is writing the shtar. Not like the ktsois. The ktsois, when he brought down the Rashbo, he learned that the gizbor is writing the shtar. Now the gizbor is writing the shtar. I think fakir, Rashi came to mafkia from the ktsois. The ktsoisiv la gizbor. So we isn't clear that this is the mahalach. And it's Pashto said that he has to write to the gizbo. Because he has to be Meshabed the money. He has to be Meshabed the money. If he's not Meshabed the money, it doesn't work. If he's not Meshabed the money, it doesn't work. And the third Mahalach is better in the Chochma Shleime. He doesn't say it's a Teisvus. He says he takes the Shtar Choyv that someone owes the money. And that Shtar Choyv that someone owes the money, that Shtar Choyv that someone owes the money, with that Shtar Choyv, with that shtar choyv that someone owes the money, with that shtar he's trying to pay to the sada. And this b'chai gavna doesn't work. So, again, avdem b'ayta shvere b'chonetz kasha. So it's azak kesef mit azak kesef. So tomorrow we have to go b'ayta shvere.